Welcome to On Some Real Shit, the space where healing gets real, growth gets messy, and becoming your higher self isn't just a hashtag, it's a lifestyle. I'm Kat, and I'm unfolding right alongside of you, so let's get into it. Hey y'all, and welcome to the very first episode of On Some Real Shit. What's up? I'm Kat, and I just want to say first and foremost, thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for your healing, for your evolution, because real growth is not easy. And if you're listening to this, it means you're already doing the work, because this space is for the ones unfolding in real time. It's for the ones healing without a blueprint. For the ones who decided that surviving wasn't enough. They're ready to live. They're ready to thrive, to be. They didn't tell me about the loneliness that comes after you realize not everyone is meant to walk with you until your next season. And they didn't tell me about the guilt, the second guessing, the days you're questioning if you're crazy for wanting more. More peace, more joy. More God, more alignment, more abundance. And becoming her, the healed, whole, free version of me, meant I had to break cycles, cycles I didn't even create. It meant losing relationships that felt like home, even when home wasn't healthy anymore. It meant choosing myself on days when I didn't feel worthy of being chosen. And if you're sitting with me on this journey right now, if you're somewhere between the heartbreak and the healing, I want you to know you're not crazy, my baby. You are courageous. You understand? Becoming her is going to cost you. It's going to cost your comfort zone. It's going to cost your old coping mechanisms. It's going to cost the approval of people who benefited from your brokenness. But what you gain, oh baby, it's priceless. You gain that peace that doesn't shake when life does. You gain love that doesn't require you to shrink yourself. You gain a connection to God that isn't based on fear but freedom. You gain a self-worth so loud that nobody else's opinion can drown it out. So let me ask you, who are you becoming when nobody's watching? Who are you when you choose yourself quietly without applause? Who are you? Who are you when you trust the unfolding, even when you can't see the final picture yet? You know, the confusion hits when you start waking up, when you realize that everything you were taught to believe about yourself, about the world, God, shoot, maybe it wasn't the whole truth, you know? It's like your soul starts tugging at you, whispering that there's more. Not a new set of rules, not a new set of chains disguised as beliefs, but a truth that doesn't ask for permission. A truth that doesn't shrink to make other people comfortable. A truth that doesn't need approval, likes, validation, or a committee vote. Walking in your truth means you no longer living according to the scripts that were handed to you. You write your own story, even if it means walking alone for a little while. And trust me, baby, I get it. Like, that's why I'm here, y'all. That's why I'm here. I realize when you start choosing your real path, and not the one society expects, not the one your old self clings to, not the one that looks safe, there'll be people that won't understand. There'll be moments when you don't even understand yourself. But you have to trust that your spirit knows. And you are not put here to live a life made out of other people's opinions. You were put here to live free, to live in truth, to live loved, to live whole. And so many times, y'all, we get so caught up in what somebody else thinking. And I'll be quite honest here. and say, like, on my journey, it's been like, you know, it's been, I don't know. It hasn't been easy. And I'm going to say that because I'm somebody who, and I think I talked about it a little bit on my other podcast, Shabby Cat, but I'm somebody who has grew up, you know, in church and stuff like that. I grew up with, you know, going to Sunday school, Bible study, all of that, right? And so a big part of me was more concerned about what my family or friends was going to think. And then I sat back and I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Excuse my language, but like, this is about me. Like, when I turned 33, I was like, you know what? I want to reach my Jesus consciousness, because before, for me, like, I was in this place where, you know, I was just trying to figure out my purpose. Like, what is my purpose? Like, I don't know my purpose. Like, I've been saying that for the longest time. And it's so funny because people on the outside looking in always think that somebody that's happy and smiling, that you got it all together, baby. But listen, just because I'm positive don't mean that I'm always happy. You feel me? Like, I could be, you know what I'm saying? I could be positive. It's nothing for me to, like, take something negative and change or change my negative thoughts to something positive. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a journey, and everybody has their own journey. So, anyways, for me, like, I started off like, oh, I feel like I want to, I had like this pool of like wanting to know more about myself, wanting to know more about God, because I'm like, yo, I just believe there's more of God outside of religion, especially like everything that I've been through and how in my life and how much I've been protected. And I know God has been walking with me, right? But for a long time, like, I always view God as something outside of me, right? And then when I started, like, doing my research and stuff, well, first, y'all, I got, like, almost scammed by this lady because I wanted to be so in tune that instead of being in tune with myself, I'm literally, like, looking for somebody else to give me the answers. And I think that's the problem, like, so many times we're out here seeking outside of ourselves for the answer. So, anyways, I go to this lady because I'm like, well, she reached out to me, you know, and I should have took that as a red flag. Number one, it was like a lady pretending, I guess she was somebody else. I figured out who she was pretending to be because I actually followed the real person on Instagram. So, anyways, lady's telling me all these things. I have this for you, blah, 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 blah. She's telling me all these things, like a lot of things that most people want to hear about themselves, like just a lot of positive things. And for me, I'm not really using my discernment. It just sounds good to me. It wasn't until she started asking me for money to do a ritual, and I'm like, what? Like, it didn't make any sense. And also, in the meantime, I was learning about the subconscious, the conscious and the subconscious, right? So then I'm like, you know what? I'm about to ask her about this, because if she really into spirituality, then she would know about this. Like, that's what I was thinking. So I'm like asking about this. I'm like, hold up. I'm like, so can you tell me anything about this? No, she couldn't. And I mean, even so, like, even if she did know, like, really, why would she tell me? Because she's trying to get money out of me. So if I could do it myself, I don't need her, right? Whatever. So I end up just stopped talking to the lady, and I'm like, no, I gotta figure it out. I didn't give up. I started listening to Joe Dispenza talking about the conscious and subconscious. But, you know, like, I studied psychology, so that was something that I've just, you know, I always been into or whatever. So I got into Joe Dispenza, then I got led to Reverend Ike, and then I was in college for my master's, and I had to have an internship. And so I'm looking, and I'm nervous as hell. Like, okay, I don't like interviews. Like, okay, I've been, you know, learning about meditation and visualization. So, all right, before this interview, I'm about to visualize this lady. So I go to her website, I see her picture, I close my eyes, and I visualize having this conversation with her. I visualize the conversation going so well, and that, you know, she's going to give me the internship on the spot, right? This is what I'm thinking. My heart is racing, by the way, like, because I'm nervous, okay? So I get there, and I'm like, I mean, it was a Zoom call, so I get on there, and she starts asking me questions. Like, she just, like, you know, just getting to know me, and then, like, it was kind of, like, almost like a therapy session for real, because she say, like, If I ask this person, what would they want to change about you? If I ask your mom, if I ask your husband, if I ask your dad, if I ask your sisters or your friends, your best friend, whatever, whatever. She's asking me all these questions. Like, literally, I'm thinking this was the interview. I'm in a therapy session up here crying on the camera with this lady. But mind you, it's going so well. Like it felt so good. I'm like, apologize. She's like, no, don't apologize, sweetie. No, you beautiful soul. Like, she was so kind. She was so sweet. And then before we got out that call, she was like, you know what? I usually don't take people from your school because your school could be playing. But something is telling me that I have to take you. So you know what? I'm gonna supervise you for your internship, bro. That moment was the first real moment of change for me. Like, I was so elated. I was so excited. Like, yeah, it's on, right? So I get there and I'm learning all these wonderful things. Like, I'm sitting at other people's therapy sessions. Like, sometimes it would feel like it was for me. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just learning more. Like, she helped me a lot. And I will say that. Like, she helped me a lot. And so, you know, I just started wanting more for myself. Like, it started when I told her that I wanted a podcast. And the thing was, I wanted to do my own podcast, right? Like, but I didn't articulate myself well. And because I was so excited about having an opportunity, because she wanted a podcast for her, you know, her plays. And I was so excited, like, yes, like, I'm gonna do it, you know what I mean? Because like, I got so excited to the point, like, I wouldn't even talk to my husband about the decisions I was making, because I was just hyped. I'm like, nope, I'm in my zone, like, do 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 do. But then, you know, I realized, like, I'm not happy, like, I mean, no offense to her, she know what she wants, she know what she like, it's her stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't happy in the sense of feeling like she was never happy. And I'm like, I feel like I'm being my creative self for coming up with ideas, and everything I come up with is like something wrong with it, or is not perfect, or whatever the case may be. Again, it was my first time getting into all of this stuff, so it was like, you know, whatever. And so, but my husband, shout out to my man, thank you to my man, he saw me, he heard me, he listened. You know what he did? That man went out and got me a Shure mic. He got me all my stuff. He like, no, baby, you want to do your thing, you can do your thing. You know, because number one, he already done made me a stay-at-home wife. You feel me? So it's like, you want to do your thing? I want you to be happy. I want you to do your thing. So that was like, you know, the beginning, okay? So, you know, I've been recording, chat with Kat, blah, blah, blah. And also, like, I've also been, like, reading and all these things. Like, I know I'm giving y'all a lot right now, but it's the first episode, and I feel like I have to give y'all a little background so y'all can understand where I come from and where I am now, okay? And, of course, I'll probably share a lot of other stories in the future episodes, but anyway, so now it's like, all right, now I'm more into like self-development mode. Okay, I want to do this. Okay, you know what? I'm getting into manifesting now. Like, all right, boom. Like, my husband, like, first of all, it had been a few things that have been like irritating me, because I'm a conflict avoidant person. I don't like conflict, right? So it had been a few things that had been happening with some of my friends that was like, I just need to get away from y'all. I love y'all, but I don't even want to. I'm being so transparent right now. If y'all hear this, please don't, you know, take it to heart. I'm not even saying no names, but it was a couple friends that I was just like, you know what? I don't even care. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move because I don't like this drama. I don't like how I feel when I'm around you right now. Like, the energy is different. It's shifting for me. I don't know. It was just something like, and I still love them and I'm still close with them, but I don't know. I just felt like in that moment, I'm like, I'm going to manifest myself out of Virginia, because when my husband had once been, you know, they had been, his job had been talking about promotion. And I'm like, you know what? Promotion, anywhere he was going to get a promotion, it was going to be out of Virginia. So I already knew, like, we moving. Like, I knew he was going to get a job somewhere. I didn't know where. I was so confident in that. Like, they called him for a few places. And then I'm like, you know what? Then the last place he applied was Kentucky, And so for whatever reason, I had this strong feeling. I'm like, no, he's going to get it. Like, he's going to get it. We're going to move. I just started speaking in absolute, like, he already got it. It's already his. All right. So I start packing up shit. I ain't know for real, but I believed. I told myself we was moving. So I started packing up my stuff. And then once I started packing up my stuff, I was like, okay. And you know, and the other thing was that the whole podcast thing with my supervisor, it wasn't even fun to me anymore. Like, I didn't like the energy around it. Like, I didn't like how I felt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt small, like, because I felt like I had this boss over me. Like, I mean, even though, like, she doesn't feel like she was that way, you know what I mean? But for whatever, it could have been something internal for me that I was feeling. But like, literally, whenever she would text me, like, about something about the video or whatever, I would, like, jump up. I could be laying down in bed watching TV with my husband, doing something with my kids. Like, I would literally jump up. Like, I didn't have no boundaries or something. I don't know. I would literally jump up and just, oh, I gotta go fix it. Because I wanted to do my best, right? Like, this is something I'm interested in. Like, I want to be creative. But then it's like, you don't like what I'm doing. So it's like, all right, like, you know what? Then I was just like, you know what? It don't even matter. Fuck it. Like, that's how I felt. I didn't say it, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We about to move. This man got this job. We move. So I was just like that confident in it. Like, I was that confident in it. I don't, like, nobody could tell me anything. And then we were looking for a place to live because at the time we had our dogs. And I also was like, you know what? Like, I'm tired of the dogs. Like, they stress me. Like, it was just a lot. It was a lot going on. And I was like, you know what? I had this little bracelet. I don't even know where I got it from. And it was like, create the life you want to live. And I'm like, you know what? I can't create the life I want to live. And I'm going to live it. Like, we going to get this house. So I see this house. It's like a brand new construction home. You know what I'm saying? Brand new construction home. I'm like, oh, okay. It's nice. But they're renting it out. And I'm like, wow, I wonder, could we get that? But I had this little small ounce of doubt. You know what I mean? But anyway, the people called. I'm over there nervous because they were calling to ask Destin questions about whatever. And I'm over there sitting a little nervous, like, oh, snap. Like, are they going up? But, you know what I'm saying? And then she was like, I heard a voice. However, I heard the voice to say, like, this what you wanted, right? What you worried for? So I was like, you know what, right? Why are you worried? Like, it's already yours. It's yours. So what are you worried about? So then I'm like, okay, you know what, right? This man got out the phone and was like, we got it. And I was like, oh, okay. So then that was like, okay. Because then I have these recordings on my phone. I'm talking like, I don't know. I just had this feeling like that these things are going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, as soon as I start believing it to be true, like, shit just start happening. Like, so in doing that, I've come on this journey where I'm just like, oh, like, I want to know this. Like, I literally spend all day just reading and listening to stuff while I'm doing stuff around the house. Like, I'm supposed to be doing content because I made a promise to myself and to God that, okay, if all these things turn out to be true that I think are true, come, you know what I'm saying, come into form, then I'm gonna do this podcast and I'm gonna, like, do the content and, you know, help other people see the light in themselves and see that you don't need, God is not outside of you. You don't need nobody to intercede for you because you can connect directly. So once I started doing all that and I started reading and stuff, you know, it's like, all right, now I just believe different. And then I might have to get into that with y'all on another episode, but, like, I started to believe different. And when I started to believe different, I achieved different. You feel me? Like, I started to, like, just, I don't know, like, this peace, this joy, this happiness that I feel, like, all of it, everything is just so aligned. Like, I'm like, yo, I gotta put somebody on game. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still healing. I'm still becoming the version of myself, you know what I mean, that I want to be. Because guess what? Like, I'm going to live in my highest. I promise you that. But I just feel like it can be hard, and it can be like, especially when you're like having these conversations with your loved ones, it's kind of hard when they aren't viewing things your way, because a lot of the times things are considered demonic because they don't understand or because we haven't been taught. Just had to, like, you know, just be real and just come to it, come in here and just put it out on the table, because nothing is perfect. And so what, like, that's the other thing I wanna leave this with y'all, like, nobody else matters. Like, of course, in the grand scheme of things, you're supposed to love everybody and all of that, but I'm saying, like, nobody else matters when it comes to your spirit. When it comes to your spirit and your happiness and your peace and your joy, you control that. Nobody else, you do. You know? In essence, you guys, we have been taught to limit ourselves. And those of you that, you know, maybe you don't want to say God, you want to say the universe, I don't know. But the thing is, stop putting limitations on yourself. Stop putting limitations on the higher power. But you know what? Becoming who you're meant to be and remembering who you are, it requires courage to deconstruct from everything that wasn't built for you. And it requires grace for yourself for not knowing sooner. It requires strength to keep walking even when that path feels lonely. And baby, I know it gets lonely, because you might be, you know what I'm saying, taking in certain information and understanding something one way while somebody else don't know what the hell you're talking about. And when sometimes when people don't understand, it can lead to a whole different conversation. But anyway, guys, I appreciate you for being here with me today on my very first episode of On Some Real Shit. I hope I was real enough for y'all today. but this is the first episode. I'll probably drop another one. I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to see how this is going to flow or whatever. But I'm feeling really good about this. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, instead of seeking validation and worrying about who liking my shit, who viewing my shit, who cares? Like, none of it matters. And that's what I... That's what I said. Like, none of this is real. None of it matters. So, I'm keeping it real on some real shit. I hope you guys have an amazing week, amazing day. And I will get with you guys in the next one. Love you.